perceive something with your eyes, you say that you've it.
I see it.
Yesterday I
saw.
And I've
seen.
Or if you're trying to go somewhere, somebody might tell you, well, you can't get through there because the highway department's out there with all their machinery and the road's all
blocked.
Or another way of putting it, you might say, I took a piece of paper and
tore it.
So the road would be all
tore up.
Okay. Or if your husband gives you a bracelet for Christmas and you're just sitting there admiring it, you might say, well, I'm just sitting there and look at it, go ahead and
put it on.
Or if somebody is curious about something that he has heard you're able to perform, he might say, can you really that?
Can you really do that?
Say, yeah, yesterday I
did. Done.
Or if you're sitting on a sofa with somebody, hadn't opened your mouth the whole night, and all of a sudden he turns to you and says, what'd you say? You might say, me? I said
nothing.
I say, well, I thought you said
something.
Or if somebody's telling you about things that are really strike you as unusual, you might say, well, I never heard of
that.
Or I never heard of things.
Such a thing.
Or if somebody asks you how long you have lived here at Viola Battery, you might say, me? Why, I've lived here.
My lifetime. All my life.
Okay, or filling in the blank right there. I've lived here.
I have lived here all my life.
Or always? Always lived
here? Always lived here.
Okay. Or say, somebody talking about riding horses, he might say, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Or somebody who, say, broke a window, he might say, well, now, so-and-so, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
It on purpose.
Or you might want to know something from me. I might say, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you on that. You better go somebody else.
Get somebody else.
Or specifically, if you had to question them, you
say, go ask someone.
And you would say, yesterday I
ask.
And I have.
Ask.
Or if boys get irritated at each other, they might begin to
fight.
Yeah, you would say, yesterday they
fought.
And they have.
Fought.
And if I took a knife and did this to myself, which isn't likely, you'd say I did what?
You stabbed yourself.
And if the teacher walked into the room and there were a lot of funny pictures up on the board, she might turn around in class and say, who
drew that picture?
And if you had a heavy weight that you needed to get to the roof, up to the roof of a house, you might rig up a pocket tackle and say you had to
lift it.
Any other thing? Term that might do that? Might use it in talking about sailing.
Hoisted?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or about 10 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet somebody?
The same way.
Would say,
hey, how are you?
Okay, or good.
Morning.
What would be the latest that you would say that?
At dinner at 12 noon.
What would you call the time of day after that?
Afternoon.
And after that?
Late, night.
Okay. Is there anything else in between, maybe afternoon and night?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Or what would you say to somebody if you were leaving them in the daytime?
Good day.
Or have you ever heard people, instead of night, say evening?
Yeah, but it's not, it's down here, it's just night. It's morning, afternoon, or and night.
Okay. Would you say that word for me now?
What, night?
The
evening?
Yeah. Okay. And when you leave somebody at night, you just say
good night.
Okay.